Good Wednesday morning, y'all. Welcome on in Tuesdays of Freight Waves Now Community Spotlight. I'm Kaylee Nix, and it's Wednesday, so we get to chat with Alan Adler all about today's episode of Truck Tech. Alan, thank you for joining us this morning. I'm going to start off with a terrible joke about Hannah Montana and the best of both worlds, because that's what we've got coming down the pipeline from Daimler, talking about the E plus the AV. Let's talk about it.
Oh, I get it. EAV, I get it. You know what? It's just something that's probably, it might even seem overdue, Kaylee, but the idea of having, and this is just announced this morning, the idea of having an electric version of an autonomous truck. How come we haven't thought of that already? Because you know, California, if not other states, are not going to let you have forever anyway, a diesel-powered autonomous truck on the road. So Daimler is out now. They've taken a eCascadia, which is the Class 8 hauler, regional haul truck, day cab, and they've basically outfitted it with the Torc Robotics brain, if you will, for autonomous driving. They still have two seats in the truck, and the compute system sits between them. So it's kind of interesting to look at. And it also was a pretty good job of packaging to get all that into a day cab. We saw this once before about a year ago when Kodiak Robotics sort of took a Peterbilt 579 and you know, added their system mostly to it, never really put it on the road, never showed it beyond just the display floor at the ACT Expo. But Daimler has got a real running demonstrator now that they are going to be showing to customers and things like that. My question really was, hey, what does this do? Does this now put you in a position where you could take, say, your medium-duty electric EM2 truck and compete with Gaddick? You know, Gaddick's out there all by itself in that sort of middle mile space. And obviously, Daimler wouldn't answer that question directly, but you got to believe this is not a technology that will just be a demonstrator for long.
I think it's fascinating that you bring up Gaddick, because as you mentioned, they're running pretty well. They have that established partnership with Walmart in Northwest Arkansas, and they've expanded to, I think, the suburbs of Dallas, as well as some other areas out there in kind of that middle mile autonomous space. And they're doing really, really well, the first real company to do that. And that begs the question, how long do we see before this bleed over goes into some of these other companies who are saying, okay, maybe we're just experimenting right now, but this could be a real line towards genuine true success in a partnership between electric vehicles and autonomy together in the future?
Well, like I said, I think from an emissions standpoint, it's going to have to happen anyway, whether it's electric or someday, whether it's hydrogen, whether that's a hydrogen combustion engine or a fuel cell. These things are all coming because they are operating sort of on parallel paths right now, but that intersection is getting closer. When you see the market leader like Daimler take the time to go ahead and outfit an eCascadia as an electric truck, as an autonomous truck, you know that it's a serious endeavor. They're not going to waste their time on something like this, and they're certainly not going to stop here. Now, they're not ready to talk about what else they might do, because even if you go to, let's say, hydrogen fuel, you're still going to need to have the tanks on the back where the fuel is going to be stored and things like that. So there's going to be some work that has to get done. But let's just talk about what they're doing now, what they're doing today. The idea of an autonomous truck on short haul or a pickup and delivery, it doesn't make a ton of sense. I mean, the reason that Daimler and Torc and even its partner Waymo, which is sort of pressed pause on this for the moment, you know, they're looking at a hub-to-hub, 250 miles or something like that, minimum. But ultimately, if you're going to use an electric truck for that, you're going to need to have your charging at your autonomous, sites where you are having your terminals. So there's a number of things you have to think about. And I'm sure right now, this is more a question of getting this in front of customers, letting them look at it, play with it maybe a little bit. I don't think they're going to make a fleet of these things, but I suspect that this is a signal of more to come.
I think it's a signal of what we can expect. And I think maybe a real step forward, especially because you mentioned the emissions on autonomous vehicles are not going to be overlooked just because they happen to be autonomous. Alan, let's talk a little bit about what's coming up in our newsletter for this week as well. That drops on Friday.
Yeah, we're going to talk about something in the electric vehicle space, which arguably is not technology, but it kind of is, because to enable technology, you've got to have a pricing structure that works. And so we're going to chat with Rich Moore, both on video and as part of the newsletter itself, sort of giving him the written word, or we'll write about him and then we'll talk to him too, on the idea of residuals. That is, what is an electric truck worth when you're done with it? And, the idea that the turn cycle for many fleets is 4 to 7 years. Some obviously a little less, those that, you know, that try to get newer equipment out there. But in a 4 to 7 year cycle, the issue when you are writing up what this thing is worth at the end, you're mostly writing it as scrap value. And the reason that's happened is because there's not enough out there to really get a baseline of what these trucks are worth. Now, we're starting to see some of it, you know, make a little more sense in the passenger car space where they're on the third or fourth generation production cycle of an electric vehicle. So you can set a value. People will say, okay, I'm willing to pay this much for a used Tesla, if you will. But in terms of the electric trucks, that's really not happened yet. So right now, the idea is, how do we figure out what these things are worth? And so we have a pretty good discussion with Rich Moore from ChargePoint on this on Friday in the newsletter.
Obviously, we're going to hear from Rich, as you mentioned, but is there any general consensus around the industry, or even just, I think, kind of initial talks about where we see the value lying? Is it in just truly that scrap metal? We know that oftentimes the batteries can't necessarily be reused when they come out of a truck either, just because they've ran their course. But is there a place eventually where we could see maybe an industry-wide recycling program or something like that?
I think everybody that's buying electric trucks at this point is looking what they can do with the batteries, because there's a lot of energy left, Kaylee, after it's been used for a transportation application. There's a ton of energy left, so harvesting the batteries even after 8 years, which is the typical warranty period, there's plenty of the secondary use, and there's lots of businesses looking into that in terms of how to take advantage of that. I think, figure out what the residual is going to be for, let's call it a eCascadia, since you're talking about that. It's going to have some value, certainly, but, you wonder where they're going to go, because if you don't have, enough charging now just for the first generation, if you don't have an infrastructure in place, you're really in a big world of hurt in terms of what you're going to do with these trucks later. So I think we have to see just how all this develops. But for right now, there's no way to put a price tag on it. I thought that was kind of an interesting thing to talk to Rich about, because he certainly knows the space, having been both in the, dealing with customers at Ryder System for almost 20 years, as well as being their chief technology officer. He's a great person to go to when you want to find out what's going on in the electric truck space.
Well, we're going to get to hear from him a little bit on Friday, and we will catch an eye for that, as well as for the show coming up later on today. Alan, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week.
Okay. Thank you, Kaylee.